KJAN Sports.
KJAN Sports is brought to you this morning by McEntee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. Let's check some high school sports from around the area last night. At the Audubon Bob Clark co-ed relays on the girls' side, Underwood won the team crown with 100 points. Audubon had 84 points for second. Panorama third with 72. Clarinda and ACGC the top five. Underwood got wins from Aaliyah Humphrey in the 400. Haley Seidler in the discus, the 4x200 relay, and the 4x800 relay. For Audubon, they picked up wins from Hannah Tiggison in the 800 meters. The 4x400 meter relay team also a winner, as was the shuttle hurdle relay team for Audubon. Tri-Center's Peyton Pogge won the 1500 and the 3000, while Cam's Molly Vantiger won the shot put. ACGC's Chloe Largent took the high jump crown. On the boys' side, Underwood captured the title there as well with 123 points. Clarinda with 119, the runner-up. Cam was third with 85. ACGC with 81 fourth, and IKM Manning fifth. Underwood won a strong number of events, picking up that crown as Braden Wullen led the way with wins in the 100 and the 200 meters. Audubon's Gavin Smith won the 110 hurdles and the 400 hurdles. ACGC's Trevin Sewer won the 1600. IKM Manning's Quentin Dreyer took the 3200. Cam's Lane Speaker won the long jump, and the Cougars won the shuttle hurdle relay last night as well. Also at the Missouri Valley Lady Red Relays, it was Harlan winning the team title with 144 points. Trainer with 96 was second. Carroll third at 91 points. Harlan won 9 events on their way to the team title, with Lily Metzger winning the 400, Liv Friend the 800 and the 3000. Brecken Van Ballo won the 1500 meters. Lauren McLaughlin took the high jump. The Cyclones also won the 4x4, 4x8, sprint medley, and distance medley relays. AHSTW got wins from Holly Heppner in both the 100 and 400 meter hurdle events. At the Fremont Mills co-ed relays last night, it was Fremont Mills capturing the girls' team title with 175 points. Glenwood at 104, East Mills, Stanton, and Sydney the top five. On the boys' side, East Mills had 135 points for the win. Glenwood with 114 was second. Fremont Mills and Stanton and then Sydney were the top five teams in that event. Also at the North Polk Boys Invitational, Kemper Catholic placed fifth overall. North Polk won that meet. In the boys' Raider relays at Mount Air, Mount Air won the Class A division by just a point over Earlham, while Lennox took the Class B title. At the Woodward Granger Hawk co-ed relays on the girls' side, Nottoway Valley wins the team title with 162 points. Woodward Granger and West Central Valley the top three. Greene County took the boys' title with 185 points. Woodward Granger and Glidden Ralston were second and third in that meet last night. The Iowa High School Soccer Coaches Association has released its fourth weekly rankings for the boys' soccer season for this year. St. Albert is currently ranked 12th and Trainer 15th in Class 1A. They're the only area schools that show up in the rankings. In soccer last night, first in girls' action, it was St. Albert's over Atlantic in double overtime, 4-3. Ella Klusman of St. Albert scored 2 goals, including the game winner. Jada Jensen had all 3 of Atlantic's goals last night. Abraham Lincoln beat Thomas Jefferson 2-0. Trainer 10-0 over Logan Magnolia. Underwood beat Harlan 4-1. In boys' soccer, it was Glenwood over Tri-Center 10-1. Trainer over Logan Magnolia 10-0. Kemper Catholic beat Panorama 6-1. Des Moines Christian over West Central Valley, Nottoway Valley 1-0, and it was Abraham Lincoln over Thomas Jefferson 10-0. In high school tennis last night, in girls' action, it was Atlantic defeating Audubon 8-1, Clark over Southwest Valley 7-2, Creston beat Sheraton 9-0, Denison Sleswig over Bishop Heelan Catholic 8-1, Glenwood beat Shenandoah 6-3, Lewis Central over Kemper Catholic 6-3, Red Oak topping Clarinda 5-4. In boys' tennis, Atlantic 6-0 over Audubon, Clarinda beat Red Oak 8-1, Denison Sleswig over Harlan 9-0, Shenandoah 5-4 over Glenwood. Southwest Valley beat Clark 8-1, and in the Council Bluff City tournament, it was Abe Lincoln capturing the title, St. Albert, Lewis Central, and Thomas Jefferson in that order. In high school golf last night, in girls' action, it was Cam over Lennox and Riverside in a triangular. Cam with a 215, Lennox 242, Riverside 250. Chelsea Hokinson of Lennox shot the low round of 49. Also, Coon Rapids Bayard topping Audubon 211 to 232. Sydney Beamer of Audubon was the medalist with a 52. Shenandoah beat Glenwood 198 to 199. Sydney over East Mills 192 to 287. In boys' golf last night, it was Atlantic defeating Harlan 168 to 208. Atlantic picked up a 38 from Braden Smith. Also, Garrett McLaren shot 39 last night to help lead Atlantic. Cam defeated Riverside, East Union, and Lennox in a four-team meet, shooting a 170 for the Cougars. 183 for Riverside, 207 for East Union, and 237 for Lennox. Logan Lawrence of Cam was the medalist with a 39. Also yesterday, it was Glenwood over Shenandoah, 175-201. Underwood beating Griswold, 168-206. Sydney beat East Mills, 198-262. In college golf, Grandview collected the coveted championship banner after winning the 2021 Hart Men's Golf Championship Tuesday afternoon, as they pick up a win, shooting a three-round total of 915 plus 51. That's three strokes better than Mount Mercy. That's the third time in school history the Vikings took home the Heartland of America Athletic Conference Championship. Also, Missouri Valley's Felipe Gomez won the individual conference title, shooting a three-round total of 223 plus 7. He won the conference title in a playoff. Ben Reno, a former Atlantic prep, helped Grandview to the team title, shooting rounds of 79, 71, and 78 to finish five strokes back at plus 12, 228. Reno began the day tied for first after the first two rounds and ended up placing fourth overall in that tournament. Well, Jordan Bohannon says the opportunity to provide leadership for a young team was a major reason he's returning to Iowa. The Hawkeyes' all-time leader in assists and three-pointers is going to return for a sixth season.
Coach McCaffrey got me in his office a couple of times and re-recruited me and laid down some, you know, the framework of what he wanted this year from me. And one of them was, you know, be able to provide my leadership to the young guys that, you know, played last year and are going to experience arenas that are going to be full with, you know, hopefully full with fans. And, you know, it's a totally different game with that happening. And
Bohannon says it's time for junior Joe Toussaint to run the offense at the point, and he'll be moving to off guard.
You know, one of the things that Coach McCaffrey said was that he wanted me to be more of a combo guard. So I would start at the two this year and let, you know, Toussaint take over that role of being a point guard and kind of running the team that way. So, you know, I'll definitely still have the ball in my hands a lot, but, you know, I think my ability to move off the ball like I have a bunch of times throughout my career will create a different aspect to this team, and I think it will make us better in the long run.
Bohannon says the decision to transfer by C.J. Frederick created that need at the off-guard position. Tyler Linderbaum could be getting ready to hear his name called in this week's NFL draft, but instead Iowa's All-American center is getting ready for his junior season. Linderbaum says he never seriously considered leaving for the NFL after last year's 6-2 record.
I knew I wanted to come back for sure another year and possibly two. You know, I wasn't ready to leave Iowa. I was still wanting to compete with my buddies, and there's a lot more to do and a lot more to improve on. Not much discussion with my family and coaches. I was coming back for sure.
Linderbaum says he enjoys college life and says he didn't even seek feedback regarding his draft status.
It just felt right. It was just my third year. You know, and there's always room for improvement. I just wasn't ready. I wasn't ready to leave. And that was ultimately what my decision was.
Hawkeyes will close out their spring drills on Saturday with an open practice. In baseball, University of Iowa redshirt senior Zeb Adrian has been named the Big Ten Player of the Week. The Pleasantville native earned the distinction, hitting .714 with five RBIs and seven runs scored, and leading the Hawkeyes to a 3-1 weekend record against Maryland and Northwestern. Major League Baseball, Cards beat the Phillies 5-2 last night. The Royals picked up a 2-1 win. Actually, the Pittsburgh picked up a 2-1 win over the Royals, stopping the Kansas City five-game winning streak. Other baseball winners include the Red Sox, the Blue Jays, the Rays, Yankees, Indians, Tigers, Astros, Rangers, Braves, Brewers, Reds, Diamondbacks, and the Rockies all picked up wins last night. And the Cardinals announced before last night's game that they've placed catcher Yadier Molina on a 10-day disabled list and recalled catcher Ali Sanchez from the team's alternate training site. Molina has right foot tendon strain. That's Check of Sports here this morning. KJAN Sports is brought to you this morning by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic.